This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
Steve Inskeep is on vacation. I'm John Idstein. In Iraq, widespread unemployment is creating hopelessness and resentment against the United States. Joblessness in Baghdad is estimated at 60%. The U.S. Army helped organize a job fair as part of its campaign to improve life for ordinary Iraqis. NPR's John Burnett reports from Baghdad.
On Saturday, the Civil Affairs Unit of the 2nd Brigade, 1st Cavalry Division, out of Fort Hood, Texas, arrived in a Humvee convoy to Baghdad's sprawling Zawraf Park.
Thanks, gentlemen.
28 employers set up plastic tables inside a white-tiled restaurant that overlooks a placid lagoon. The job seekers were dubious but desperate. Mahdi Mohammed, an oversized golf shirt and baggy pants hanging on his thin frame, is trying to support his wife and three children as a part-time car mechanic.
There's no work at all. I'd say three-quarters of Baghdad is unemployed. We are afraid to leave our houses because there's no security. We hear about dead bodies turning up daily. So how can I work safely?
It's a long-standing tradition in Iraq for applicants to pay a bribe for a good job. According to locals, $500, for instance, buys a job at the Ministry of Interior or a cell phone company. They're fixed prices, just like buying a tomato or a cucumber. They should print the going rate in the newspaper, said Haider Ra'ad, an unemployed teacher. Most of the positions offered at the job fair were for low-paying day labor construction. But in Baghdad, work is work. A queue of more than 1,000 people, mostly young men, snaked out of the restaurant, down the road, and over a bridge. The applicants pushed and shoved in the blistering sun as beleaguered Iraqi policemen tried to keep order. American military officials knew this was more than a feel-good event to win goodwill among an angry populace. The stakes are actually enormous. Major James Smith is with the 2nd Brigade Civil Affairs Unit.
I'd rather them serve a falafel sandwich at a local restaurant or, you know, work on a water project with the Ammonite then attack us.
With the current troop surge, the military might be able to pacify an area with raw firepower, but the continuing desperate economic conditions play into the hands of extremists. The military is aware that insurgents, mindful of the rampant joblessness, pay their collaborators. 34-year-old Muhammad Ali sat in the shade of a palm tree in front of a government office in the green zone where young men come daily to look for work.
If I cannot find a job and someone offers me $500 to bury a roadside bomb, I would do it. I have no money and I have a wife and a child to support. So what do I do?
Other unemployed men are turning to gangsterism. Back at the job fair, a part-time taxi driver named Mohammed said, five guys take a car, drive around Baghdad, kidnap someone, and ask for $50,000 in ransom. That's what the people are doing for work. Iraq is filled with people doing this. Captain Jason Lewis, who's in charge of the Civil Affairs Unit, says the queue of young job seekers is twice as long as he expected it to be.
Well, I mean, you can see the desperation's acute. And, you know, we're trying the best we can to provide some remedy to that, you know. But, you know, seeing every one of these guys with applications in hands, in my mind, it's a great success.
The job fair was judged a success. More than 1,000 people filed applications. Some 200 got jobs on the spot, according to Captain Lewis, and there was no bombing at what was clearly a tempting target for extremists. But in order to win the war, in order for millions of Iraqis to go back to work, hotels and factories and shops and offices must reopen. First, they must feel safe to do so. John Burnett, NPR News, Baghdad.